Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week eventually will lead to Kid of the Year, sponsored by Ray and Raymond Chevrolet, where a $5,000 prize courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch will combine to put up $5,000 for the Kid of the Year winner. See all the inventory at rayandraymonddeals.com. It's a great family business, and they do fine jobs at both dealerships, so please support them. Go online at wjnradio.com/contest to submit your entry. And Mary, would you explain how you and Dave select the Kid of the Year winner?
It's a very lengthy process. But we get sequestered in a room, and we go at it for hours.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that will make Nick's out of context. We get sequestered really? In a room, and we go at it for hours. Yes.
That's you guys are picking Kid of the Week. Forget it.
Yeah. So we would love to hear from you on any Kid of the Week submission and have you tell us what kid is special in your world, because it doesn't even have to be, and I think it's important for people to know, doesn't even have to be somebody you know. Could be somebody you've heard about. Or it could be Kimberly. Let's go to Kimberly here and say good morning. Good morning, Kimberly.
Morning.
Kimberly Hahn?
Yep.
You are a Lang Lang Young Scholar. What does that mean?
It basically means that I'm one of seven other kids chosen in the U.S. and from Hong Kong that basically perform 4 to 6 weeks a year, either with Lang Lang or at important venues or concerts around the world.
Kind of showed my cultural talent there, didn't I? It's Lang Lang, not Lang Lang.
Yeah, Lang Lang, sorry.
Thank you for straightening me out.
Yeah.
Are these concerts that go around the world, have you already done a few of those?
Well, we just got selected as a new group this spring, so the first concert is actually this Sunday that we're performing together at Millennium Park in Chicago.
That's a pretty good start. Now, where else will you be going? Any idea?
No idea yet, because we've just started, so I'll see.
That concert that you just spoke of is part of a week-long summer music festival. Young scholars and NYSC students placed in chamber music ensembles and performing along with maestro Dr. Alan Dennis. This is one of the this is the largest full curriculum nonprofit youth music ensemble program around, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I also play violin in their orchestra. So I've been with Dr. D and the Midwest Young Artists Conservatory for, I think, like 5 or 6 years now.
What do you consider your highest level of skill to be, on the piano or on the violin?
Definitely on the piano, because I've been playing it longer, and also it's just something that I think is part of me more.
Do you have your violin near you?
I do.
Would you mind playing something? Just set the phone down and play something for us? I'll give you a minute to get set up. I'll just give you a minute. It doesn't have to be much. We just want like 20, 30 seconds. That's all. We just want to, for those of us who can't be there Sunday, we just want to hear you play something.
Can I play piano instead?
Sure. I didn't know you were near a piano. Yeah, that'd be fun. All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And Kimberly Hahn, it's Lang Lang, Dave. It's not Lang Lang.
Yeah.
God, Dave, I am such an idiot.
And it's not Maestro, it's Dr. D.
Yeah, it does sound cooler.
Yeah, it does.
It does sound definitely cooler, without a doubt. Well, you're Kid of the Week. We have great prizes for you, and we thank you for everything you're doing and for making me sound slightly more intelligent. But Kimberly, stand by. We'll come back in just a second and hear Kimberly play the piano because she's insisting on it. You heard her.
I
think it's
the
way she went, okay.
Okay. It's like our own private concert.
I don't even know that we got an okay. We really didn't even get an okay, did we?
You coerced her, but looking
forward
to it.
Well, this is important.
I want to hear her play, yeah.
It's important for Mary and me in the selection
right.
process. We're kind of evaluators of musical talent also.
And it's not like Kimberly has an audition before.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. She was, at one point, she was involved in the Tall Tall music ensemble.
I think there is that.
It's Tell Tell.
Yes.
What was it?
Kimberly's probably on hold now going, what
is going on?
Kimberly's
what were the composers? Remember the composers that were appearing in a summer concert series last year? And I don't remember what the commercial copy was, but every single one of them we got wrong.
Yeah, you guys did get those wrong.
Yeah, 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 we did. We had texters, just texting any kind. What kind of fools are you people?
It's Vivaldi, not Vivaldi.
You know, Bob Vivaldi's son. 6:47. If Kimberly is nice enough not to hang up on us, she will play the piano in a moment. She is Kid of the Week. Kid of the Week, Kimberly Hahn. She is a 15-year-old sophomore at Lake Forest High School, and she's on the phone with us. Kimberly, what do you want to do after college? Are you going to teach music? Are you going to be a performer? Any idea?
The performer, but I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, well, you don't have to decide yet, right? I mean, it's a little early.
Yeah.
And of all the great music conservatories at this young age, any idea where you'd like to go to school down the road?
I would love to go somewhere on the East Coast, New England, Curtis, Juilliard. Those are all great schools.
Juilliard.
Yeah.
Juilliard, Dave. Didn't you graduate from Juilliard?
Juilliard, no.
You dated a girl named Juilliard.
Was that it?
That was it.
I knew I'd heard of it.
Different. Yes. When did you realize you had musical talent, Kimberly?
When I was 5, I just kept on banging on the piano, so my parents decided to give me lessons to stop the noise, but I guess after that, I started just playing more and realizing how much I actually love it.
What a great title for your first album, Stop the Noise. I want you to remember that, and remember your friend Steve gave it to you. All right, will you set the phone down, play something for us. What will you play?
I'll play Chopin Etude, Opus 10, number 5.
Yeah, that's my favorite. All right, whenever you're ready.
It's your favorite opus?
Kimberly Hahn. Standing ovation, Kimberly. We're standing up in the studio on Michigan Avenue and applauding you. That was beautiful.
Ooh.
Really, really beautiful. Really beautiful. Incredible.
Thanks.
It sounded like there were 14 or 15 other people playing with you.
That would make my life easier, yeah.
It was really, really great.
Wow.
So thanks for letting me put you on the spot. And you're a fabulous young lady. And I salute you. I wish you nothing but success. And thank you for being our Kid of the Week. We'll tell you about prizes off the air here in just a second, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.